Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Folks, we're literally at the point, civilizationally, in the next few years, where we're going to decide if you are, I kid you not, a member of ISIS in good standing, you're on our national terrorism watch list, we know you're a jihadi. If you are going to be able to come here illegally, cross our border, walk into the country, get on a plane. We are at a point societally where we're deciding if that is going to be the norm. We didn't know it, but under the Biden administration, it had already secretly become the norm. And Democrats want to go back to that. They're screaming in outrage because they just learned two things. Back in February, when Trump took office, Trump quietly suspended the program that the Department of Homeland Security was running. And you'll remember me talking about it on this podcast, where there's a separate line at the airport for illegal immigrants. And if you don't have an ID, that's okay. Passengers all over the country were noticing these lines and this sign that said, if you didn't have an ID, go ahead and get in line. And they were also noticing that no one on the line seemed to speak English. Well, we would later find out that's because they were illegal immigrants. And so the TSA was merely waving them through. What we did not know at the time, what we learned in the last week, is that the same Biden administration allowed 18,000 terror watch list suspects, including many known jihadis, into the country. They came here, turned themselves in at the border, and we just waved them through. When you put those two policies together, you have the possibility of absolute deadly mayhem. I'll get back to the planes in a minute, but in an update to yesterday's podcast, folks, every day it gets more outrageous. We just learned from the liberal UK Telegraph that Joe Biden was actually given a memo after the first 1,000 terrorists from Afghanistan came through. The article is called "Biden Ignored Warnings About Letting Terror-Linked Afghans Into the U.S." Officials flagged more than 1,000 Afghans with ties to ISIS and other terror groups who came over during Operation Allies Welcome. Mr. Biden, the former president, is said to have, quote, prioritized mass migration over security. Now, here's where this gets insane. If you listen to yesterday's Battleground America podcast, you learn that 2,000 of the Afghans we took in were actually on the terror watch list. Well, how come we're hearing the number 1,000? Well, because after the first 1,000, Biden didn't give a damn. Neither did his administration. And they took 1,000 more. Now, here's the outrageous part, okay? You're the president of the United States. You've been warned, hey, you got 1,000 jihadis in here. And you could, at the time, go, oh my gosh, we really need to start vetting. We've got to stop taking these Afghans. But you also could have rounded them up or tried. They didn't. Instead, they simply lied to the American public. The UK Telegraph's report says the Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security found that even though the Biden administration claimed these people had been vetted, border agents did not have access to, quote, critical data to properly screen, vet, or inspect the evacuees because they did not have even basic information, including people's names, dates of birth, and did not have access to their travel documents. Now, the excuse in the beginning of the article is, well, we wanted to save them, you know, get them here fast. They'd helped American troops. We've been through that before. Yeah, a lot of them also killed American troops. A lot of them were merely fighting for us because there's no jobs in Afghanistan and we paid really well. So this idea that they're mom and pop, apple pie, love America, no, that's crap. It's absolute crap. But listen to this. This whole excuse, well, we got to get them fast here fast. So, you know, we had to go with, you know, speed over vetting and security. Okay, what do we do with them? Well, we took them to our military bases. Cool. We didn't have to let them go, did we? But we did. Listen to this part. Quote, the Inspector General also determined Customs and Border Patrol admitted or paroled evacuees who were not fully vetted into the United States. So there's nothing stopping you from holding these people and going, wow, let's figure out who's a jihadi now that we've gotten them out of the theater of war. And not releasing those people into the U.S. folks. They want them here for some reason. That's what this boils down to. It gets worse. According to a source quoted by the Telegraph with the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the Biden administration prioritized mass migration over security. Now, listen to this. Disregarding National Counterterrorism Center professionals who identified terrorist threats to give mass parole and admit violent extremists, dangerous criminals, and drug traffickers into our country. So they knew, and they let them go anyway. Now, let's put all of this together with what News Nation just reported. The left, the Democrats, freaking out because they've just found out about two components of this screening system. They're mad, number one, because they've just found out that in February, the Trump administration, and March, the Trump administration completely suspended the program that allows illegal immigrants to fly without identity, without any kind of documents, without, you know, a license, without anything, right? But they just found out they did a second thing. They're running the flight manifests for these flights against Homeland Security databases to find the illegal immigrants. And they're deporting them as they show up at the airport. Now, of course, they use the example of this beautiful illegal immigrant college student, poor thing. She shows up to, you know, she wants to come home from college. She wants to fly home for Thanksgiving. She's been here illegally since she was 7. They catch her at the airport because she's an illegal and they send her back to Honduras, right? So this is supposed to tug at your heartstrings. They've got a beautiful picture of her. Headline in CNN, a college freshman deported while flying home for Thanksgiving is fighting to return. Well, she's an illegal immigrant. Okay, so of course they make her the face. But here's the problem. If she can fly as an illegal immigrant, so can the 18,000 terrorists that were admitted by Joe Biden in just 4 years. And if you want to hear the head of the National Counterterrorism Center describe all that, it's in yesterday's podcast. I'm not going to recap it here. But that's the number, 18,000 people that showed up at our borders, allowed in by Joe Biden, turned themselves in, didn't hide anything. They're on our terror watch list, which is 1.1 million people on it, or the international terror watch list. So understand, while they're holding this college freshman out as, oh, poor baby, her name is Annie Lucia Lopez Beloza, this allowed terrorists to fly. But this is astonishing. I mean, we have gone from, hey, let's borrow $7 trillion to fight the terrorists in Afghanistan, in Iraq, so we don't have to fight them here. Remember when that was the slogan too? Okay, they can like totally come here and live here with us too. Well, but it's so unfair to keep them off our planes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take a listen, folks. This is incredible. From News Nation.
The TSA is sending airline passenger data to ICE, which immigration agents can then use to make arrests at airports. At least one person was reportedly deported as a result of the program. And News Nation's Xavier Walton is live for us there in Dallas at Love Field Airport with all these details. Good morning, Xavier. When did TSA start sharing this information with ICE?
Anna, good morning. Yeah, so reporting shows basically that TSA has been sending lists of upcoming passengers several times a week to ICE since March. So for several months, only we're just now hearing about it. ICE then cross-checks those names against its own immigration databases and deploys agents to detain people it says are subject to deportation. Now, what's important here, now the controversy is that the airport security pipeline is being used as a choke point for immigration enforcement, and critics say, you know, the public was not told this was actually happening. So the New York Times is reporting this data sharing program may have led to a college student being arrested at Boston's Logan Airport before Thanksgiving and then deported to Honduras. Remember that story? DHS is now defending the program, saying it's routine information sharing inside one department, nothing new, and framing it as a reversal of what it calls a Biden-era policy on flying with that ID. But Anna, some privacy advocates are obviously pushing back after DHS announced plans last week that any possible visitors, and this is a proposal, that are coming into this country would have to turn over at least 5 years of social media posts and that sort of thing.
All right, let me break down what you actually just heard, what the New York Times is freaking out about here. Remember how Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem told us that Joe Biden gave out 9 million Social Security numbers to these illegals to hide them on the welfare rolls? Well, remember, 6,000 Social Security numbers were given to terrorists, people on the terror watch list. What does that mean? A lot of them have legitimate licenses and even real ID. If they get on a plane and that plane blows sky high, guess whose fault it is? Donald Trump. Guess what happens? The economy tanks. Never mind the loss of life. Democrats know all of this. And that is why when you have the passenger manifest for these planes, you know, you're going to fly in a few weeks or you're going to fly, they check you out before you get on the plane. That is why they have to cross check people, because we now have illegal immigrant terrorists in this country with Social Security numbers. They've got to keep them off the damn planes. What does this show, folks? We're on a razor's edge societally, truly. It is either going to become the norm that you train with ISIS in the terror training camp, you walk right over our border because Democrats have won the presidency again, and you get a free ticket to fly wherever with no ID. And even if they know you're a terrorist when they pick you up at the border, that's okay too. You get to stay. Folks, we are on the societal screaming edge of that being the norm, of us having to live in fear all of the time, so that Democrat preferred class voters, i.e. ISIS, terrorists, and various jihadis, can fly on planes. And if they go down, Oh, well. So that jihadist terrorists can get anywhere, anytime they want, that you can go with an ID, so that there will be no difference between the average illegal immigrant and the average illegal immigrant on the terror watch list and the rest of us. That is what they want to normalize. The idea that they would even fight this is insane. And another example that this is a real problem. Remember the terrorist we caught a couple of weeks ago who had a commercial driver's license, was driving an 18-wheeler in Kansas, who was wanted in Uzbekistan? He'd actually attempted to recruit jihadis to fight in a jihadist war. He just came here under Biden. And in January 2024, got a commercial driver's license and real ID. His name is Akror Bozorov. Again, they want him back in Uzbekistan. He was busy driving 18-wheelers. And get this, not only did his license allow him to haul dangerous chemicals, it also allowed him to drive buses with children on them. And folks, he's got real ID. You know what that means? He can fly. Again, this guy is an illegal immigrant. That's why they need to do this screening, to run these passenger lists against the databases. Folks, here's Homeland Security Director Christine Ohm one more time about these 6,000 terrorists with social security numbers that we know of.
And they shouldn't be on our benefit programs. You know, we have over 6,000 individuals that have been identified through their work already that have been on the terrorist watch list, that they are known criminals.
How does that happen, Madam Secretary?
It happens when you put a train wreck like Joe Biden in the White House, and it's going to be a lot of work to clean it up. But just in the last 4.5 years, we've had over 9 million people get Social Security numbers that are not U.S. citizens. So they may be people who have some sort of legal status, but a lot of them are illegals that were given a Social Security number in just the last 4.5 years.
Folks, this is a civilizational fork in the road, because they were well on their way to normalizing this. If they win in 28, we get 4 years of this, they'll finish off the country. We get 8 years of this. I mean, getting on a plane is going to be out of the question. You can't put your kids on a plane. You have to drive. It's too dangerous. Why? Our whole lifestyle will be bent to deferring to these people, even when they're not Americans and they're here to kill us. It doesn't have to go that way, folks. But I want you to understand what's at stake. Republicans are not perfect, but they're not homicidal either.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.